Hello, everybody. How's the audio? How's that audio, ladies and gentlemen? I got a new sketch for you guys today. Audio's great. Let me just play you a little music while you all file in. I just did Honey Badger Radio, and I really like that guy. Martinez. That was fun. I should have given him more time, but we had technical issues, and I didn't know that it was long-form YouTube vibe. I thought that it was like a radio, because it's called radio. But we had a fantastic conversation. I like Puerto Ricans. You know, those pineapple monkeys. The pineapple monkeys. It's like, it goes, hola, Puerto Rico, yo tengo Taco Bell, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, they're all gay, they're all gay guys like that one dude with the candle wax, living the vida loca. Maybe you should have saved for hurricanes. Living la vida loca. Maybe you should have saved up just in case there was a natural disaster. Instead of candle wax, you should have saved up fresh water. Some fresh water, oh. El Negro, estoy a mi bicicleta. All right, we're over 500 people. Keep tweet it out. Hit the like button. Those like buttons are my shield. The shield against the algorithm dragon. That's why Shylock Holmes hasn't been taken down, because there's so many damn likes. When you have a really good like to unlike ratio, it's really tough to flag and take down things. I've learned that from insiders that understand the algorithm more than I do. So please hit the like button, hit the subscribe. We're now at over 150,000 subscribers. Hit the alert button. These are shields. Have you noticed that I haven't been taken down on YouTube in a while? That I haven't been banned? I was banned for 3 months. I couldn't even upload anything. For 3 months. Have you noticed that that's not happening as much? And you know why? It's because of our subscriber count and our like to unlike ratios. It's harder to ban me. So please, right now, hit the like button, subscribe, alert, share this on social media. You know, let people know that you still have your own free will. If you're a man, be like, hey, look, I don't hate my own dick and balls. Hey, Magic Spell Stream was awesome. Oh, thank you. Dude, Rusk. People were saying Rogan and Musk's chat was awesome. I don't really listen anymore. Because I actually don't like being angry. Like, a little known fact about me is I, as much of a temper as I have, as much as I can dive into drama, I don't like it. I do it because if it comes up, I just go full blown into it. I apologized about the Rogan thing because I took things way too personally to a guy that didn't publicly slander me. And in my mind, I thought he had, but he didn't. But that being said, I don't like being angry. And the show has gone a little too far left for me, so I don't really listen. Because I don't want to just be sitting there being like, how the fuck can people have a basic minimum income and not have a giant federal government? Like, I'll be like, my, just for the sake of my wife, you know, I used to listen to Radiolab all the time. It was one of my favorite podcasts, and it just started getting so leftist that I stopped listening, simply not because I want to live in an echo chamber. I know all the arguments. I was raised by two college professors, guys. Those are my parents. I lived in Hollywood for 16 years. I get the arguments. I just don't want to listen to them because it literally makes me angry, and I don't like to be angry. My wife doesn't like to see me pacing around being like, How the fuck does Joe Rogan agree with Anna Sarkeesian? The bitch doesn't even acknowledge the Armenian fucking genocide. Like, I'm not going to do that. I don't listen anymore. That being said, I'm not going to attack the guy because that's a bitch move, and that's why I apologized. A lot of people don't get why I apologize for things or like where my morality is. It's that I was being very personal and very aggressive with someone that didn't attack me. In my mind, he did. I was scorched earthing because all his buddies were and because of people kept telling me he was, but he didn't. That being said, I'm not going to listen to the socialist bullshit. It makes me fucking mad. Kasparian. Yeah, I enjoy being happy. It's fun. Today we're going to talk about the number 12. I'm also going to show you guys a really cool sketch. Oh, we're already 1,000 people. That's awesome. I'm going to play you guys some music. I'm just obsessed with Hans Zimmer right now. Just that. How great is that shit? But that's not how it goes. How it goes. It's called Time. It's so cool. And thanks for all the kind words about this week's interview lineup. I'm not going to do interviews all the time. I just wanted to really get my technicals down. So the Nick DiPaolo one, people seem to really, really enjoy. Even Coddington Bear was like, dude. Oh, no, someone from PragerU wrote to me that they had been a fan of his from way back. And that it was really like now he seems so Nostradamus-like because he's always been slamming the PC stuff and hasn't changed. Unlike these other cowards. And so to see me and him have that conversation seemed to make people very happy. Yesterday's Seamus from Freedom Tunes was a blast. That guy's awesome. People also seemed to really like that I called out the Pope to a very proud Catholic, and they could see that we could have that conversation and still be friends. Because I think that's one of my strengths, but it would be a weakness in Hollywood. The thing that makes people angry about Rogan would be that he agrees with every guest no matter what. I'm not going to do that. So that's not going to get me as many type of big name guests because I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh no, you're right. The Pope is right to hide the pedophilia. Like I'll still stay myself, but yet you can watch how you can keep that friendship and keep that respect and also have different opinions. Because especially something I feel strongly about, I'm not just going to sit there and be like, yeah, that's a great idea. But then I get to introduce such a talented young man to my audience. And then Bill Ottman from Minds.com, that was a fantastic interview. Some technical problems on that one on my part, but that's why I did the week. And then, of course, Aaron Artling, I always mess that up. Artling. Awesome. So that was the week. And today we're just going to do one of the Big Bear dives into the number 12. All right, let's first start off with, this isn't real, but it made me laugh my ass off. A fake Donald Trump tweet. The unemployment rate during my presidency is so low that even Colin Kaepernick found a job. Man, I wish political figures would let us write jokes like that for them. I could have written him some jokes like that over this year. But he's funny as fuck. I wrote a joke for Burt Reynolds' death. I said Burt Reynolds lived in a time when a man was proud, where he could drive a Trans Am. Now proud men say that I am trans. Just a wordplay joke. All right, what do we got here? I really like this tweet a lot. I don't know who this guy is, Clay Rutledge. But we are living in an era of woke capitalism in which companies pretend to care about social justice to sell products to people who pretend to hate capitalism. It really is just a kabuki theater at this point. It's like everyone's just pretending to be something they're not, except the Bears. And if you want to see me and Eric live and Seamus in Atlanta, get tickets. Austin just sold out, so you can't go to Austin now. If you want to go to Austin and you're going to email me, you're going to say, Big Bear, it's 10 days away or 12 days away, or I don't even know how many fucking days away it is, but Can I just come? No. No, you can't, because I already said that they were going to sell out. So Austin is now off the table. So thank you, everybody, to get who got tickets to Austin. That's going to be a blast. But we still have Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Atlanta, and West Palm Beach. So get tickets today. Get tickets tomorrow, because I don't know how long they'll go. If you were planning on getting tickets to Austin the week of, because you're a lazy Puerto Rican, it's too late now. It's too late.
Hey, it's too late to apologize. Hey, sitting on the road, watch me 10 free on the ground. Hey, I wanted Austin, but I was going away. It's too late, now it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
All right, what do we got here? Oh, this lady. Oh, and this is a real person, by the way. She used to follow me on Twitter. She's a writer in Hollywood. Allie Maynard said, I've had two abortions that were both easy, straightforward decisions. I haven't spent a single decision second of my life regretting. Come at me, bro. Someone said something funny that more like, come in me, bro. That made me laugh. But for those of you that don't think that evil exists, I mean, that's evil. That's what evil looks like. You know, because I know a lot of people that are pro-choice because they don't understand that that's real and that's coming and that's going to get even worse. That abortion is now the sacraments to leftism. It's fucking crazy to say, like, I've had two, it was easy, nothing, I'll have a third. I know, dude, I used to know these people in like 06. It's only going to get worse. And I know pro-choice people that still think it's this like hard decision for people and, you know, in really difficult times, you know, you got to let women do that. No, nope. That's not what happens. That lasts for like 10 years. And then it's just like, I just got another abortion. It's like, oh, no way. You haven't had an abortion yet? I'm going to get my fourth abortion. Wait. And then you see these women age. And I was talking to that dude from Honey Badger Radio about that today, this men's rights group. And we're talking about male circumcision. And he was talking about how, like, they would have people protest male circumcision or, like, speak out about it. And dudes who would circumcise their sons would get so mad because they felt attacked. And it's like, you're not being attacked. It's like, it's no big deal. Now, it's not that it's no big deal. It's just like, you're still a loving dad. Like, no one's saying, and I'm not comparing abortion to circumcision. That's mind-blowingly different levels completely. But people get so defensive that a lot of the craziest of the crazy leftist protester people are women that have had abortions that can't fathom what they've done. And so now they're just like, fuck everybody who questions me. You have to accept what you've done. And you can be a loving father and still have circumcised your kid. But it's a little intense that the first thing that a baby experiences when they come into the world is an unnecessary cutting of their penis. And when I say that, that will make people angry. Oh, how dare you? It's like, it's cool, man. I know you're still a good dad, but can we just talk about that? Dude, I used to be pro-choice. I had to face that. I had to face that there's been times in my life when I've called pro-life people fucking assholes and stuff. If you don't face what mistakes you've made, you can't be a better person. And we all fuck up. We all fuck up. It's not a big deal. All I'm saying is the circumcised dick looks scared the rest of its life. It looks like it's like. If you just clip a dick, like the head of the dick is always going to feel like, I should have had a hat. It's really cold out. It's a fact. You see, it's a scared dick. It's just always like a little paranoid. Like one of our dogs is from a pound. She has all of our dogs are from a pound except for George. Jorge. Which is kind of awkward because Amy's biological father is this Mexican named Jorge. So I didn't realize that when I named the dog George, but You know, Honey has a scar on her head, and she's always paranoid. She's like, coming at me, bro. Coming at me, bro. That's like a lot of dicks are like that. This one's funny. Believe in something, even if it means cutting your dick off. Nike, just screw it. That was Caitlyn Jenner, of course. The face of male self-hatred. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. I think I showed that one yesterday. That was from The Cult. Here's my son, Walter. Today was a very... I had to have an uncomfortable conversation with my two-year-old because his favorite animal is a monkey. And he has that monkey. He goes, hug, monkey, monkey, hug. And he goes, I'm monkey, dad, I'm monkey. And I had to tell him, listen, little buddy, that's racist because only blacks are monkeys. And so we can't say I'm a monkey because that's racism. We're better than the blacks. So we have to not express that publicly because only blacks are monkeys. By the way, that's the argument the left is making. Just to let you know how sick they are and how much I've thought this through before making these statements. The whole, like, don't say monkey or don't say ape or don't compare anyone to apes or monkeys because it's racist is truly a white supremacist leftist view, by the way. Because my son thinks he's a fucking monkey. How do I tell him, be like, hey, listen, that's what you're doing is wrong. And when you're 5, 6, 7, 8, and you go into school and you say, I'm a monkey because you and your best friend were monkeys, that's basically like saying nigger. Why? Because only blacks are monkeys. So that really offends them. I mean, can you imagine being a leftist? Can you imagine how sick your mind must be? Just that sickness in your mind? Like that if someone says monkeying around, you think that that somehow has to do with black people? That's sick. That's such sickness that... You can't, I don't even know if you can get out of that. It's so dark. By the way, if you add up the letters in the word bear in the alphabet, it's a letter, it's number 12. Transgender person accused of rape is remanded into female prison, then sexually assaults inmates within days. I don't know who didn't see that coming. I saw that coming. Every normal person alive saw that coming. We also saw that coming with bathrooms in Target. You put a wig on a crazy man, he's going to start raping people. When you put a fox in a hen house with a wig and a severed cock, they're going to just start assaulting your wives and sisters and daughters. And if you don't stand up for that, you are what's called a cuck. Cuck-a-doodle-don't. I'm in a bit of a mood today. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I am aggressive. That's me and my boy yesterday. This is like our new thing is me and my wife and our kids just lie and look at the sun every night with no phones. My wife clearly broke the rule with this one by taking the picture, but it's awesome. It's awesome. I highly recommend just like looking at the shapes in the sky of the clouds and the moon and stuff like that. It's really good for kids to unwind at night. So they, you know. All right. Someone made this. I thought this was awesome. Vegan bow hunter. Vegetables don't stand a chance. Someone just sent me this right before the stream. That's why I made it the thumbnail. That's the best time for me to ever read any of your messages is right before the stream because I'm getting ready and I'm like researching things. Socialism always ends in starvation, genocide. It's a picture of Che, that piece of shit child murderer, as a skeleton. I love it. Whoever made this is awesome. Oh, wrong thing. All right. So I made this with some of the PragerU boys. And I'll give a link to the dude who originally wrote it. Last time I was in LA, we shot it. And it turned out, in my opinion, pretty fucking hilarious. It's called, and it's great timing because it's coming out with, and we just did this in his garage. We just did this for the hell of it. I'm glad he actually cut it together because I've shot a lot of stuff with people. And they just never do anything with it. That's why I like to do things myself, but I'm really glad this dude did it. It's good timing because there's now Law & Order Hate Crime Unit coming out soon. I highly recommend you just Google Owen Benjamin Steven Crowder Hate Crime Court. Really funny sketch, making fun of it way ahead of schedule. But this is called Law & Order Empathy Detective. Let's see if this works.
Oh. You did the right thing coming into the police department.
Thank you. It was horrible.
I bet it was. My name is Detective Soyman, and I am the head of the new LAPD Empathy Division.
Empathy?
Empathy, precisely, ma'am. I'm here for you, the victim, and all of your feelings and emotions. So tell me about that horrific, horrific event.
I was heading home late when it happened. A burly, unkempt man leapt out at me.
You must have felt so vulnerable and probably cold.
Yes.
Oh my God, I did not ask consent to put my hand on your knee. I apologize, I am one of the good guys. I am safe around women, and I'm here for you. I have a Pinterest account. So tell me more about that horrific evening.
Sure. I was on 6th and Graven Street about 1:30 a.m. when it happened.
Time's up. Me too.
And like I said, a large man about 6'3" lunged at me.
We are change.
I was barely able to get away.
Coney 2012.
He was carrying a weapon.
Time to make the donuts.
I'm sorry. Are you going to write any of this down?
Well, if I wrote it down, I wouldn't have been able to make you a piping hot cup of chai latte.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you. This is extra soy. Empower yourself.
I don't want it.
Extra
honestly,
soy.
You don't have to make you feel better. I just want an officer to track down the attacker.
Why would you want me to track down your attacker? Ma'am, the event has happened. You are a victim. So let's live through it. Let's feel it. Be here now with me, Detective Soyman.
Wait, do you just like having victims to take care of? Because that's pretty messed up. I'm gonna go.
Oh my God, did I just re-victimize? I will apologize on social media. I will show growth. I will talk to Ellen. I will surgically remove my penis and testicles and take hormones. I will get a tattoo. I will open up a bakery. I will not allow anyone to get a cake or everyone to get a cake. It's your call.
I don't care about any of that.
I'll stop eating.
Look, I was actually able to pull this watch off his wrist. Perhaps if you use it to track down the assailant.
Wow, now we're talking. Assailant. That is a big word for a big, smart girl, a beautiful girl. You are in control. What a nice watch. Thank you.
So comforting me.
Thank you for
this
watch.
I just want to bring this guy to justice.
Justice? What is justice? Just is.
Oh my God, that's him.
No way.
That's him.
Stay calm. Stay calm. Just everything will be fine. We'll be witnesses.
What the hell are you doing?
We're good. We're both going to be victims. Come on, just let it happen. Oh my God.
Ow, ow, ow. I got him.
You got him all right. You just got a person of color to shoot himself.
I'm not a person of color.
You are now, buddy. You are now.
Screw this.
She sucks anyway. She was a buzzkill. She wouldn't even drink the chai. It's all good, bro. Sweet prince. Time for death.
Yeah, much love to Daniel Banis, who wrote and directed it, and Tyler. And and the girl in it, it was such a great actress, too. Because it's like, it's so funny being on, in my world these days, like she works for the Ayn Rand Institute. You know, it's like libertarian types kind of have to stick together because anybody that isn't is just so open to just being publicly shamed that a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want to be in sketches these days. So it's, we kind of have a small but legendary group of people. All right. Yeah. You guys dig it. Yeah. You guys seem to really enjoy it. It was written really funny. It was written by Dan, the dude who was the shooter. It's like, I'm not a person of color. You are now, buddy. You are now. I love it because you're about being a victim. The Jews. Should we just watch Sherlock Holmes one more time, or do we want to talk about the number 12 first? Does she do improv? I think she does. She's definitely a trained actress. You can tell. I could tell by doing like working with her. You can tell someone fucking trained her. She's crazy talented but she works at the Ayn Rand Institute. Number 12. Okay, cool. 12 Shylocks. Just watch Sherlock Holmes on your own. But Sherlock Holmes is fucking hilarious. Just because so many people or just saying 12, I kind of want to do Sherlock Holmes again. We have 1,500 people. That's right. We're beating the doldrums of YouTube. Hey, Owner Miners, a lot of your shows in Atlanta. Coddington, I don't know. I have no idea. Coddington or Miners, a lot of my shows in Atlanta. I mean, you can definitely go as far as I'm concerned. I just don't know what the contract says. Hugepianist.com. Austin is now sold out. So, hey, I'm almost angry at you if you didn't already get a ticket because it's like, I fucking told you. But you still got Dallas. Almost sold out, by the way. Dallas is... If you want to go to Dallas, you have maybe 2 hours to get tickets. I'm dead serious. Houston, San Antonio, Atlanta, West Palm, we got a decent amount of tickets there. So if you're in Florida, get tickets there because it's our only Florida show. But West Palm is just kind of an area with a bunch of old Jews. You know what I'm saying? So let's get people out to that because I'm going to tape that as a special. I'm going to tape the whole thing, though, because I don't know which one's going to be the best. Well, you canceled Oklahoma City. I couldn't do Oklahoma City, bro. I don't cancel shit. It's because Oklahoma City was at a college, and Big Bear is a once bitten, twice shy kind of situation. I might have to be bitten more than once. It was a seven bites, eighth shy for me. I'm not going to be canceled right before I go on stage like I did every other time. I rent something. I pay money to get a fucking room at a college. Let me read some. These super chats are piling up a little, so let me get through this before we start talking about the number 12. What do you think about the skit idea? PC autocorrect called auto P correct. The P is silent. For example, I'm Republican gets corrected to I'm a Nazi. That's funny. Very tech heavy, though. I wouldn't know how to shoot that because I'm not a tech guy. Your magic spell stream is awesome. Thank you, Brian. Amazing streams this week. You've definitely raised the bar being able to stream guests. Seamus was awesome. Smash the like button and share. Yeah, the more you hit the like button, the less likely I have things taken down because it's an algorithm thing. So please hit the like button. Thank you. That's one reason why I'm so adamant about that because I don't even know what the hell it does. All I know is that someone at YouTube told me, a bit of a whistleblower. You might also be a bit of a cock blower too, though. I don't know. It seemed a little gay, if you ask me. But the more likes you get and the less thumbs downs and the more subscribers you have, the less likely they can take down shit based on their algorithms. So that's why I'm like, subscribe, hit the like button, share it. Don't be a pussy. Two paws up, Big Bear. Great stream yesterday. Thank you, Idaho Bear. Watch Steve Bannon's recent interview. I shall. Thank you, Samo. New steel coming today. The old steel was no good. I like your dedication. Hi, Owen. I sent this before, but it was towards the end of your stream. Joke premise. When blacks say they survived the hood, they actually mean Planned Parenthood. Oh, that's great. Boys in the hood equals babies in the hood. That's really funny. The hood is Planned Parenthood. That's really funny. Boys in the hood means unborn. Will someone comment that on this on the video after so I remember to look at it? Because I read my comments still. I thought I wasn't gonna because I thought my brain couldn't handle it. My brain can totally handle it. I figured out the whole thing when I was getting real angry 2 weeks ago. I was mostly right, by the way. I shouldn't have just came at Rogan so hard because he didn't publicly slander me. But other than that, Theo Vaughn is a pussy. He won't publicly apologize. He won't have me on his stream. And we were texting and shit. And he's like, you know, you just seem so into conflict and not as much into comedy these days. I'm like, buddy, I've had 3 hour specials this year. How about you? You fucking, the swamp just shit you out of it. Like you swamp fucking retard. That's always what people say, by the way, when they give up the fight, when people give up fighting, when they just give up, when they're like, just fine, I'll drink the soy. I'll say whatever you want. I'm a pussy now. They think everyone that hasn't given up is like looking for trouble. It's like, no, I'm fighting what you used to fight. The first time I had Theo Vaughn on my podcast 3 years ago, he convinced me that the Confederate flag shouldn't be banned. I was like, why not just ban the flag? It's associated with slavery. And he was like, man, it's fucked up. And he argued for the Confederate flag and changed my mind. He literally changed my mind during the podcast. By the end, I was like, you have a great point, dude. You have a great point. It's not really that even tied into slavery. That's so, like, Theo used to be, like, awesome. That's one reason why I'm so disappointed in him. He's become an absolute pussy. And when he was like, oh, man, I'm worried about you, bro. I go, you're 40 with no kids. So why don't you worry about yourself, you fucking loser? It's like, listen, you can be 40 with no kids and not be a loser. I don't mean that. But I'm just saying, like, listen, dude, you fuck one-legged chicks. All right. It's like, worry about me. You mean the legend who just says whatever's on his mind every day? Who's still trying to find a stolen bike? Yeah, maybe you should worry about yourself. Maybe you shouldn't have a haircut like, you know, a backwoods lesbian. "39, no kids here." Yeah, but you're not telling me that you're concerned about me type thing. That's the whole point. I really hope people don't get too sensitive about what I just said. You can have, my mom didn't have me till she was 39, 38 maybe, 38 or 39. It's probably why I'm a little retarded, to be honest with you. But it's all good. You don't even need to have kids. Just be a good uncle or an aunt. Just be engaged in family somehow. Doesn't have to be out of your own dick or vagina. It's preferable, especially if you're white. But just be part of a community. Jesus. Just fucking be part of something bigger than yourself. And if you're not, like, if you are just swamp trash, Illuminati, shill, faggot, Theo Von, don't tell me that you're worried about me. Worry about yourself. The fact that you can't have your own kid and you fuck one-legged ladies and you call me, you know, desperate. And then you won't have me on to fight. He goes, man, I make mistakes. It fucking happens, bro. It's like, yeah, and then you correct the mistake, which I let you try to do for 3 months. And even right now, I'm like, I would apologize. I wouldn't apologize to him. I did nothing wrong. But, like, put me on your fucking podcast and tell me to my face why you think I'm desperate and a white power guy. Let me respond. We can work it out just like me and Joe Rogan did. And then it's all good. But if not, this secretive texting makeup thing is not happening for me. You fucking pussy. You one-leg fucking loser. All right, let's talk about the number 12. Oh, the number 12. All right, 12 months a year. It's already a little. It's a little impressive, right? 12 months a year. 12 hours in a day. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. 12 tribes of Israel. Whoa, that's a little weird. 12 apostles, 12 imams of Muhammad. 12 nights of the round table. Whoa. 12-step program. 12 jurors in our justice system. 12 gods of in the Greek pantheon. 12 arms of some Hindu bitch. I can't remember that one. Hang on, I wrote down a bunch more. 12 zodiac signs. I don't even know where my phone is. Oh, here it is. Someone just said Theo Von had an orgy and the leg count was 5. That's insanely funny. Oh, Atlanta, the contract says it's 18 and over. So that's the deal with that. But you know that this is going to go to World War II. I mean, obviously. Where's my fucking 12 count? I wrote down a ton of them. Hang on. Because I know you guys probably have a bunch of 12 stuff too. Because I posted that I was going to talk about the 12s. All right, what do we got here? 12 notes in a music scale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, what the fuck? 12 inches in a foot. That's arbitrary, but still intense. 12 in a dozen. I've never even understood why we think in dozens, but we do. 12 main nerves in your brain, 12 ribs, besides the missing rib, because of you know who, 12 bar blues, 12 hues in the color wheel. It's fucking insane. The number 12 is everywhere. 12 total legs when Theo Von fucks 15 women. Steven Zimmerman says, if you look for a number, you will begin to see it everywhere. The old Jew in the movie Pi. Not true, though, because I've tested it with other numbers. Me and Amy racked our brains for 15. We racked our brains for 8. No, 12 is unique. 3's up there, but honestly, there's more 12s than 3's. What else you guys got? 12 Apostles. That was one of my first ones. All right, so check this out. Listen to this. What are you guys talking about? You talking more 12 stuff? But if you add 12 together, that's 3. Hey, listen, 12 days of Christmas, 12 tribes of Israel. I already talked about that one. 12 chicken nuggets, 12 stone, 12 hour clock. I got that one. Just think about everywhere 12 is. 12 grades, 12-step program, 12 rules for life, rules for radicals. There was 12 rules for radicals. 12, 12, 12. I think it all stems from our brain. It's also Theo Von's IQ. It's the amount of dicks Whitney Cummings has sucked today just to get any part she could. 12 Bears of Christmas. That's a good one. 12 grades. Someone already said that. Shots fired. Ah, dude, I shoot all day long. I'm a shooter. 12 followers on Twitter. That would be, I don't know what that one is. 12 is my shoe size. 12 is a great shoe size. Christ, your weight after subtracting 400 pounds. 12 times Bert Kreischer has been called bisexual today. 12 inches of my cock. It's not, though. I don't have a 12-inch cock. 12 years a slave. It's true. 12, 12, 12. 12 eggs. The old baker's does. All right, so this is the one I wanted to, because I'm always just trying to talk about World War II. It's kind of obvious. So World War I, and by the way, Hitler did nothing wrong. Nothing. 12 times Bert Kreischer has had sex with men. Oh, what do you mean? This month? How many months? 12 months. 12 monkeys. I think 12 jurors is pretty exciting. 12. It's all about 12. 12 gauge shotgun, which is what you put in a Jew's face who's trying to steal your gold. 12 hour average Owen stream length. Whitney's 12 inch mouth. 12 Jews. Oh, the next one, the next Jew, Shylock Holmes. I think it's going to be the case of the gay frogs. Because I'm just trying to think of places on my property that I can shoot that are interesting. And I think my ravine with a stream could be pretty funny. Or I'm just down there like the Jews. I think 12 may be the number of witnesses to a rape necessary to convict a rapist in any Muslim country. Okay, so World War I ends. Does anyone know when it ends? 11-11 at 11-11, right? So November 11th. By the way, World War I, debatably the most horrific act that's ever happened in the history of the world to this day. Trench warfare. And back then, men couldn't say, my body, my rules. No, they were just blown into bits. And, you know, men weren't like, hey, you don't know what my lived experience is like. I watched my friend decompose for 4 years in front of me. I went blind from mustard gas. And at that point, I knew the Jews were up to something. Hitler did nothing wrong. Anyway, so 11-11, someone said 18 though. Yeah, but don't worry about that right now. 1918, 11-11-11, that was the armistice, right? So 12 was the first day of World War II. Because as soon as the clock hit 12, 11-12 on 11-11, 1918, that was exactly when World War II started. Because you can say it started anytime you want, but the moment that thing was put into ink and the Treaty of Versailles was made, that's when Adolf Hitler, old mean Mr. Mustache, was made. And so on 11-12, on 11-11, World War II began. I thought that was pretty amazing. 12-volt battery, that's a good one. 12 syllables in the longest word. Anti-disestablishmentarianism, well done. According to the EA, World War I was mostly fought by blacks and women. I've heard that too. It's all blacks and women. It was all blacks and women. They do admit it was started by the Jews. I can't get enough of Sherlock Holmes. Let me read some more of these. What do we got here? Oh, very, very generous, Radical Bear. Thank you, my friend. Love the idea of I might be wrong, but not lying. Though, what do you think about not saying things? That's not lying, but leaves things out. You are great because you don't do that. Maybe I might be wrong, but I'm not lying and I'm not hiding. I like that. It's specific. Yeah, you mean like some people omit? They omit to deceive? You know, like right now I'm not wearing pants and I'm fully aroused. But I was never going to tell you guys that. I'm just kidding. I'm not aroused, but I'm only wearing shorts. Just giving a fist bump, a fan since your Coldplay bit. My wife thinks you're hot. I agree. Jesus, photoallergenic. Things escalated in that super chat pretty fast. thanks. Mr. Wild, Elon said we should hook up our brains to AI. Leftists will create the Borg. I know. I find him quite... I didn't want to listen to that because I didn't want to hear them talk about how we should become the Borg and go to Mars. That to me is not enjoyable at all. And I would be masochistic if I just listened to things I know I won't enjoy because I'm not going to learn. It's just going to be me being like, what the fuck happened to Rogan? And I don't like that. I am still friends with Joe Rogan on a personal level. When I see him in person, we're friends. But like the thing about the internet, which is so insane, is you just listen to one side of someone talking where you can't go back and forth. And if it's just going to be socialist, technocracy horseshit, I'm going to start hating the person. So that's why I don't listen to people that I know it's going to make me hate them. Because I like Rogan when we're in person. When we go back and, like he said that in that call when we made up. He's like, every time we hang out, it's a blast. I'm like, true. So it's like, I don't want to just jump down this insane world of like hating everybody because I just listen to their one side where I can't say anything back. And listening to Rogan and Elon talk about how we should hook up to AI and go to Mars would drive me insane. So I'm not going to listen to it. Because I still want to like Joe Rogan. I do. And yeah, we disagree a lot. Like I've seen him flip-flop on about a bunch of issues and like the way he's handled stuff. I literally was white-knuckling and being like, what the fuck? And my wife being like, can you just be happy today? So I'm not going to put myself through that shit because it's not fun. I don't listen to Theo Von's podcast. I don't listen to Whitney Cummings whenever she guest splooges on someone else's podcast. I don't listen to Bert Kreisch's podcast. I still listen to Shapiro. I listen to Crowder. I listen to Molyneux. I listen to Dave Smith. I listen to Hardcore History. I listen to the Italian Dudes History podcast. I listen to Adam Carolla Cage. There's a bunch I listen to. You know, I'm just not going to... I listen to Douglas Murray talk. I listen to... I got to look at my fucking thing. Listen to a ton of them, but I'm not going to listen to people just continuously. Like, I disagree with Ben Shapiro a lot. He doesn't just become... It's real ironic because you'd think he's a shape-shifting Jew, but in reality, he doesn't actually flip-flop. I just disagree with his stances sometimes. He's too quick to war, and I don't like how he... Like, that's another thing I argued with Seamus about. It's like, I was very critical about Shapiro's take on Roseanne and James Gunn and shit. It's like, I think that culturally sometimes he completely misses the mark, but at least it's consistent. So that's why I can still listen. It's when people contradict themselves, it makes me insane. You guys get it. Elon Musk looks like an evil cat. Um, And Shapiro, for someone who hasn't fought in a war, he's too quick to war. He's like, Syrian gas attack that makes no sense? Let's go to Syria. Fuck these people. You know, and I'm like, no. But that's still, that's just a disagreement. It's not like the next day if he has someone else on, he's like, you know, we should not go to Syria because I'm here with some asshole. Like, I respect that. I respect that he's just unapologetically wrong about a lot of shit. All right. Dude, I'll listen to Vox Day, a guy I disagree with a lot, more than I'll listen to some of these assholes, because at least I know his perspective isn't skewed. I can't. All right, let's just read some more of these. Can you do a stream breaking down Sam Hyde videos? I still haven't fucking... Oh, man, I got to get into Sam Hyde. I don't have enough hours in the day, man. I got to hook my brain up to an AI bot, according to the evil cat. He's a genius, and I'd love to see you watch his stuff live. He is 50 years ahead of humanity, IMO, in my opinion. I know what IMO means now. Big Bear, love the Skypes this week. Would you consider Skyping for 5 to 10 minutes with various regular bears like me, maybe a new bear once a week? Yes, Scott. It's called Bear Week. It's already in the works. That's my plan all along. I'm not that into famous people. I think most of the time, like I was, my back is so fucked today. Fox tried to take Comics Gate and got wrecked. Oh, well, I'm glad he got wrecked because that isn't his. Oh, my back is so jacked. Oh, Mike Rowe is amazing. God, I love that guy. Joe Rogan watched Sam Hyde 2070 Paradigm Shift and loved it. Right. That the most infuriating part of Rogan is he's 50% the greatest guy I've ever seen. He's like the dad that like briefly fucked and dated your mom and you think he's going to be your new dad and then he just bails randomly. That's Rogan to me. Like he had my back so strong when I was going through the troubles. And then just bailed. And I was like, but he doesn't owe me anything. It's just like the guy that was fucking your mom is like just out. And you're like, but what about Christmas? You know, you're holding a mitt and you're like, where's Rogan at? And he's like, hey, little buddy, I didn't even know you wanted to play catch. And I'm like, you fucked my mom. So that's my biggest problem with Rogan. Isn't that he's just bad. It's that he's so good and bad that like I'll get my hopes up like, someone with this audience is finally having Schiff on and talking about real shit. And then the next podcast, it's like, no, 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 no. Like, that's literally what it is. He's like my stepdad. Where I'm literally just standing there with like a mitt. Like, Rogan's coming back. Rogan's going to be here. He fucked my mom. He said that I was a really good kid. Nobody said I'm a good kid. He's like, hey, buddy, I know I haven't been back all year, and I heard you had a couple suicide attempts, but in my defense, I'm currently on DMT, and I think you're a space alien. But no hard feelings. And I'm like, you fucked my mom. All right. And that's literally the best analogy I can possibly do. And that's what happens when you apologize and when you go down a rabbit hole of rage and then forgiveness, and then enlightenment. You really get to the core of what it is, and that's what it is. That's what it is with Rogan with me, and that's why I don't listen to him anymore. Because he was so close to being my stepdad in a time when my real dad abandoned me, and this is all a metaphor for Hollywood and all this shit, that when he just goes in and out of my life, it just hurts too much. It really did. Like, he was retweeting me. He had me on 3 times in, like, 2 months. He's like, we gotta get your message out there. And then just as soon as I get kicked off Twitter, I never fucking, it's just, whew, you know, we'll still text and laugh, but there was no public support. And I was like, Dad, I thought you were going to fucking have my back. He's like, buddy, we're friends. You know, when I'm around, when I'm horny, I'll plow your mom and we'll play some catch. And I'm like, All right, last super chat for a while. Every extra dollar needs to go to my fund for leaving Soviet California. Your show has helped me so much this past year. Thanks for all you do, BB. Love you, family, and the Bears. Thank you, Brett, and good luck. And let me know where you're heading, if I can help in any way. Really excited to see you in Houston. Do I get a bonus points for bringing my own short black Marine? Well, we'll have a competition on who has a better short black Marine. I think mine is definitely better than yours. Bill Maher, I might be lying, but I'm not wrong. So true. So fucking true, by the way. The whole left is like that. They lie all the time, but they think they're not wrong. It's crazy. Brian Martinez of Honey Badger Radio. I had a blast with him. He just sent me a note. Owen, can I be verified as Owen's Mormon Bear? Yes, welcome, Owen's Mormon Bear. Hey, Owen. I'm a Dane moving to England. I should do it in your accent. Hey, Owen. I am a Dane moving to England. I can't do that. Nordic socialism is very overrated. Can you please remind the lurking socialists that nothing is free when your income tax is 58%? Keep up the great work from Denmark. Yeah, it's nothing is free. Nothing is free. Hey, Owen, if I quit soy, will my rod grow back? No, it's gone. If your rod is fully gone, I mean, if you were just dropping pubes from like a little soy consumption, you can gain it back. But if your cock is totally gone, it's gone, bro. Filthy Tom Berry. The left only declare when they're tolerant because it's trendy. There's nothing genuine about the left's so-called virtues. Of course, they're literally evil. I'm not joking. Evil. They brag about abortions, guys. Brag. Just understand that they have to crack the baby's skull. They crack the skull, and they suck it out with a vacuum. And then they get a little punch card at their abortion clinic. It's so fucked, you can't even... When you really allow yourself to understand what Planned Parenthood is, it's so tremendously dark and horrifying that it must have been like when the forefathers were wrestling with slavery. I honestly think it's a very comparable situation where, because even Jefferson, Washington, they were all writing about how it was evil and they had to somehow stop slavery, even though it had been happening for thousands of years. Like when you really fathom the ownership of a human being and you're like, oh shit. You know, it would have been so much easier to just be like, no, they won't survive without the plantation. When you really fathom it, you're like, oh no, the fight is going to be so hard. And like admitting that humans are capable of that level of evil is unbelievable. Because I know pro-choice people that aren't evil people, like tons of them. Because they just think that it's in this like, they've been so conditioned to just think like rape, incest, or like, I have no say. They tap into libertarian things and they manipulate it when they say like, I have no say over a woman's body. It's not a woman's body. That's a baby's body. That's like saying, can a mother kill a one-year-old because they're poor or they can't support the one-year-old? No. So why not a seven-month-old fetus that's now a baby? I mean, what's the difference? Like, give me a fucking argument. Yeah, and feminists. It killed 50% of the abortions are female in America, and if you go to China, it's like 90%. It's a female genocide. So it's not a feminist move to be for abortion. They literally, China has 40 million extra males because they killed 40 million women because of their gender. If you think that's feminist, you're lying to yourself. They're massacring 40 million, okay? Think about what the Jews had us believe about the Holocaust. 6 million, right? That's what the Jews convinced us for the Holocaust. So now take that and multiply that by 7. That's how many unborn females they killed in fucking China just because of their gender. I mean, what the fuck? Someone said, I'm pro-choice, but it should be taboo. See, that's not how it works, though. All you do is you make it not taboo with Hollywood and with media and all that shit. What you think is possible in your mind isn't possible. Just know that. If murder is illegal, like listen, if we lived in a narco-capitalist world with no government whatsoever and there were no laws, I'll listen to that argument. And if everything had to be enforced by the family or by contracts or by little fiefdoms and whatnot, but If murder is illegal, abortion has to be illegal. If you shoot a pregnant woman, that's double homicide. So try and weigh that out. Try and if you think it's worse to shoot a pregnant woman than just a random dude, you know you've already committed to the fact it's a life. Right? If a man gives a woman poison who's pregnant and it terminates the pregnancy, murder, right? Of course. There's something wrong with that, right? Okay, it doesn't matter who kills the baby, whether it's a woman or a man, whether it's through poison or through an abortion. To that baby, it's just murder. Why does it matter who kills the baby? If it's the mother, you can kill the baby, but the father, you can't kill the baby? So why does a mother have the right to kill their own baby, but not a father? Do you see how it all falls apart when you absolutely start looking at the morality of it? If a man slips a woman poison and it terminates the pregnancy, that's murder. He will be charged for that. But if a woman kills her baby, it's not. To that baby, it's the same amount of death. So why is the gender of the perpetrator matter when it comes to murder? It doesn't. You know it's wrong. You all know it's wrong. And the more you hide it, the more it's bullshit. All right. Where am I? That being said, I'm not for, it's not persuasive or even good to run up to women who have had abortions and call them murderers. That's the same as like telling a dad who circumcised his kid that he like mutilated his genitals. It's like, it's complicated. We live in a time that says it's okay, and people are very susceptible to what the masses say. We have to be very, very, very understanding of women who have had abortions, because piling on them guilt is not effective, and it's not even good. It's not even like morally good. It isn't. That's why my fight is with Planned Parenthood and with the idea of abortion itself. But like telling, you know, these women, because they're going to face enough. If they have any conscience, it'll torture them. And if they don't have a conscience, it doesn't matter anyway. So what's the point of that? The fight is not with women that have had abortions, because I know some of them that are good people. It's that's not the fight. The fight is with our society and with being good versus being evil. All right, I think you should consider an artistic dark web. Seamus, yourself, people like that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in doing that branding horseshit. I think it's beyond gay. Big Bear, I had a talk with my 6 daughters and explained to her that monkey bars on school playground were built only for blacks to play on because whites aren't monkeys. She was confused and sad. Yay, political correctness. No, I've had the same talk with my kids. I say, don't say monkey because only blacks are monkeys, and that's racist. What do we got here? Hey, Owen, want to show you some art I'm working on, and also want to ask you some advice. What's the best way to do that? Any more quotes? Why didn't they laugh at Gmail? And then CC unbearable comedy at Gmail. And hopefully I can get back to you, but I can't promise anything. You know, I'm already just every hour of the day. I mean, I fell asleep sitting up today. Dude, can you approve my Russian subtitles on your video somehow? Yes! I want to show your comedy to my Russian friends, but YouTube doesn't show my subs. I don't know how to do that. Of course I'll do that. That sounds incredible. I think I do quite well in Russia, actually. Let's get it going. Galu boy, nyakachu igreksta boy. That means gay boy, we don't want to play with you. $12 for Owen. Thank you, Ethan. Kind of just blew my mind. Jesus spoke his first recorded words at age 12. I'm telling you, man, 12. Just got around to watching your stand-up specials. Very funny. Best I've seen in years. Much love from UK. P.S. Bert is bisexual. That's true, Ben. Everything you just said is true. Bert Kreischer is, in fact, like, raging. He's a raging bisexual. Raging. Allegedly. I really want to do a podcast just called Allegedly. Or, like, instead of Jeopardy, Jupardy. Like Jews. And it's all just alleged. All right. I figured out how to give myself a 12-inch cock. Fold it in half. Everest Bear. I love that joke. My brother told me that joke when I was a kid. 12 Olympian gods in Greece. That is true. Started a podcast, episode one was gay, but I wanted to share a link with you once it's smoothed out. Also, check out Brittany Venti. She's a fan of yours. I don't know what Brittany Venti is, but if she's anything like her Starbucks size, sounds like a pretty big lady. Bryce, just got tickets to your Dallas show. Super stoked. I stumbled on you and Hyenas in Fort Worth one night when Eric opened for you. Y'all killed. Then the next day, I watched Crowder and you were on. Yeah, I'll be on Crowder again this week, too. So get tickets, guys. Get tickets. Because I want to hang with you. 12 cups in a pot of coffee. Whoa. I mean, I'm serious. 12 really is everywhere. And it's not that if you think of a number, you see it everywhere. That isn't true. Try and do the same with 16. What, you can drive? Sweet 16. Okay, that's about it. Dude, 12 is legit. Did you get the email update for White Nigger Bear? By the way, I'm white. I just like the irony of the name, and I'm going to steal your bike. Dude, I get so many emails. I'm not going to apologize because that means I feel guilt. I don't feel guilt. I wish I could read everybody's emails. I can't. I feel like I'm pretty fucking accessible as far as it goes. So I'm not going to feel bad about it, but I'll try to get to your emails. But I get, because the thing about the bears is it's a group of people so interesting. And I'm not blowing smoke. Like, honestly, so interesting that I could just drown in your fucking life perspectives. And then I won't be able to, you know, do anything else. 12 liters of soyroids Rogan took today. It's disheartening. You know, just watch videos of him just kicking a heavy bag. Like, he's so good at kicking. Like, he's seriously a very strong man. I wanted him to be my stepdad. Disappointing. Memphis Bear here. Got tickets to see you in Atlanta, Big Bear. You should have Brandon Tatum on for an interview. Don't know him, but I love his videos. Okay, I'm in. Atlanta will be fun. Musk already implanted neural lace. It showed. I don't know what that means, Davey. That sounds intense. I'm just trying to relax. I'm just trying to make my life more simple and just look at clouds with my son every night. Like yesterday, we were looking for the moon, but the moon wasn't coming out till 3 a.m. It's pretty interesting when you get kind of in tune with, like, the sky. Legit. Made this PayPal for you, Big Bear. Just got my wife and I tickets for your Dallas show. See you next, Utah Nyer. I know what you just did there. It's so funny when people say N-word. Like, I was just on doing the Honey Badger radio with the Puerto Rican young man, Brian Martinez, and he was like, like, look at the N-word. And I was like, I know, right? Like, the word nigger, I'll just say, because compliance is how they get you. Compliance. Why would I say N-word for nigger and not for necrophilia? That's fucking dead people. The other is a pejorative that stemmed from the Portuguese word for black, nigra. So stupid. I won't play games. Owen, thanks for featuring my Socialism Always Ends with Starvation and Genocide design. I hope you read my email. This was a very proud moment. Search Paul Ayres on Redbubble, verified as Paul Bears. Oh, welcome, Paul Bear. Thank you. Everybody should check him out. Paul Ayres, Ayres. Ashton, forget that other Mormon guy. Verify me as Mormon Bear. Well, he was Owen Mormon Bear. So you can be Mormon Bear. Welcome, Mormon Bear. Go to unbearableapp.com. Have fun with it. With your background, I have an idea how you became an alpha male. Good on you, brother. With your background, I have no idea how you became an alpha male. Good on you, brother. I don't know either. I don't even know what that is. There's so much I don't understand. I know I so easily could have been. I think part of it is just legitimately genetic. Like, my dad sings opera and cries when he gets the flu. So it's like, I don't know either. But my mom's side of the family was so like my uncle Ron has killed every type of animal in the world. Like, I remember like staying at his place when I was a kid and there'd just be like the heads of bears and fucking tigers and lions. He's killed a lion. He doesn't even think killing lions is that hard. He said killing Cape buffalo in Africa is the closest to death you'll get when you hunt an animal because the stampedes are so vicious that, like, hunting lion isn't that big of a deal. Hunting Cape buffalo, he said, is really intense. Like, if you miss, like, they will absolutely kill you. Coming to your San Antonio show. Can't wait. You're the man. Thanks, Brad. I'm broke, but props for the rational, compassionate truth-telling about abortion. No, anytime. I mean, it got me kicked out of a lot of Hollywood circles, but, you know, as Nike said, I'm just kidding. Nike's such a fucking scam. I'm never buying Nike again, by the way. I can't stand these fuckers. It's Cowboy in regards to the singularity. We are the Bears. Your ideological and philosophical weakness will expertly honed resistance is fruitful. I like that. I like that a lot. Owen, you are a Holocaust denier or joke? I'm joking. I'm not a Holocaust denier. This is my Holocaust jokes come from this place. I know it happened, but what I've always been curious about is the 20 million Germans civilians that died that don't get the big movies about, or the Armenians, or the Holodomor, or there's a million of them. Like, that whole time, you have 60 million civilians die, but we hear about only six. That's the joke I'm making. And so when people deny the Holocaust, what they're actually denying is the stories of the other civilians that haven't been told. It's not that the Holocaust didn't happen. It's that it seems odd that I had, you know, distant relatives that starved to death in Germany after World War II, that their story never got told. And I think that kind of drives people a little batty. But I don't think it's a Jewish conspiracy. I just think that they're better with, like, Final Cut Pro and editing and cameras and shit. Better script writers. They have some bite. It's like, hey, well, you got to have the 3X. You know, you got to build up the tension. Eh? Nike spelled backwards as Jews. I don't know if you know how to spell. Slavs took a big hit in World War I. Exactly. The problem with the Jews and with the Holocaust thing is the denial of all the other suffering, the denial of the Czechs and the Slovaks and the Serbians and the Germans. Like, the German civilians didn't have control over what the Nazis were doing. And the Russians didn't have control over what Stalin was doing. These people weren't in control, and they died just as much as the Jews died. And to have all the movies and all the narratives based just around Jews and just around the whole, like, well, I'm a Jew, don't bring this up. It's like, yeah, well, I'm a human, so I'm also from hell. Like, my ancestors also survived a living embodiment of hell and fire, which is all Holocaust means, is just fire. It's like, so the bitterness comes from that. And the denial of the Holocaust, although silly, because it clearly happened, What it is it's the denial of the other Holocausts that also happened, that no one talks about, no one gets the social kudos for, where it's like, well, as a Jew, I fucking, you know, my ancestors dying. It's like, yeah, so did everybody's. That's what World War II was. It was the death of a third of Europe. It might as well have been the Black Death. It might as well have been a plague. 60 million. 60 million civilians died in World War II. And that's what it is. It's the denial of the other stories is where Holocaust denial comes from. It's a perversion of that. And people will start thinking that the Holocaust didn't actually happen, when in fact it did, but it's just tons of Holocaust happened. There was hellfire. All right. Must watch Tommy Sotomayor and Colin Flaherty. Yeah, I'm down. Could you please do a research episode on Martin Luther and the Reformation soon? Your episode on zombies and magic was the best episode ever. Yeah, I love the Reformation story. If you want to hear an unbelievable podcast on the Reformation, check out Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. It's an episode called The Prophets of Doom. And it goes right into one little area of Germany after the Reformation, and it was about the Anabaptists versus this prince, the crown prince. It might have been Frankfurt. I don't know where it was. Munster. I think it was in Munster. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm being serious. It's unbelievable. like when you hear the story of what happened after, you don't, it's just like, oh, Brittany Venti is a satirical name. She's funny. I'm sure. I was just trying to be funny as well. 12, the age in which they're too old for James Gunn. Hilarious. One cup, two people. After cremation of a human body, only the 12-cell salts remain. Wow, somebody's murdered people. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lisa. Mother Shipton, can I be ex-Mormon Bear? Welcome, ex-Mormon Bear. Jackson 6651. Hey, Big Bear, gonna miss you in Dallas. Can't get off work. Can I be verified as Tracker Bear? Just for you to read you. Ever need anything, bro, hit me up. I don't know if I should say your email. You might get bombarded. Love your work. Thank you, brother. And I'll be in Dallas for 2 extra days, too, if anybody wants to hang. I'm definitely going to shoot guns at Pinder's place. Maybe we could have a bear hangout and have a fire. That could be very enjoyable. 12 eggs in a dozen, wink. I don't know what the wink means. I don't know if you're trying to fuck me, Inspector Bear. The worst and most bloody war is the one inside us all. Amen, Apocalypse UVN. They also slit the babies' throats to prevent them from screaming when they have late-term abortions. Oh, God, I wish you hadn't told me that. No, I'm glad you told me that. But that's... I literally just wanted to start smashing everything in my room. I fucking hate these people. Please revere Wizard of Causes Civil War parody. Dude, I'm starting to become obsessed with wizards. Because I think a lot of these Jews... are wizards. Well, Hollywood comes from the Hollywood tree, which is how you made magic wands. Dude, the more you dive into what this shit is, it really is magic spells. Aaron Spelling. Magic spells, guys. Where you just create these narratives so that people literally think it's okay that the government takes our tax money and gives it to Planned Parenthood, where they slit the throats of the unborn as they murder them to stop them from screaming. I mean, how do they do that? Magic is real. It's like they say words so that we do this and no one says anything. It's like these words of silence, these words of, it's fucking mind blowing, dude. It's mind blowing that like 12 letters in Owen Benjamin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 12 letters in my fucking name. Yes, I knew I was awesome. I knew I was awesome. Margaret Sanger wasn't Jewish. The Jew thing is a joke. Like when I say everything's the Jews, that's a joke. I hope people understand that. Although, you know, they are up to something, but not to the level of what I'm giving them. Someone at work called me an ogre today at work because I'm ugly. So can I be verified as Ogre Bear? Welcome, Ogre Bear. I've been called Ogre Bear plenty of times as well because my first name starts with O and I'm also 6'7" and not, you know, I'm not ugly, but, you know, I'm gangly. Right to Bear Arms Bear. 12, the girl is still too old for Mohammed. Yeah, that's a MILF for Mohammed is 12. Can't wait to see you in Dallas. I just bought a Bear Arms shirt to wear to your show. Keep up the great work and thank you, Big Bear. Well, unbearablestore.com is selling shirts like starvation, like socialism shirts. We're also going to make Illuminati, my dear Watson, shirts. Illuminati, my dear Watson. Illuminati indeed. Juminati, a Juminati. Half evil donations left my ass off. Half evil donations. I don't know what that means. Get a Streamlabs account. Much better than Super Chat. They take, like, no cut of the donations. It's what all Twitch streamers use. Well, you can go to paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to cut out the middleman, but then I don't always see the... I don't always read the notes. But it's if you want to just donate to the bear, feed the bear, give the bear some honey, some salmon, keep it going for the winter, then do that. Oh, I figured out what I'm going to do in the future for sketches where I can invite you guys to be actors. I'm going to Airbnb places because my wife, understandably so, doesn't want strangers to the homestead. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep it safe. But I really need more people than just me in these sketches. So I'm going to just rent Airbnbs in Washington, state of Washington, PayPal doesn't take a cut. It's small, like 2 or 3%. Buy another property. Yeah, well, fucking, you know, PayPal me. I'm always raising funds, guys. We only have one car, man. We keep it tight. Well, I'm always looking for properties and shit, but I don't have the money to buy another property. You know, our medical bills for little Charlie was $16,000. $16,000. And the Jews. All right. By the way, don't let that discourage you from having kids. We had a lot of medical problems, and I don't qualify for government help because, unlike the blacks, I actually work. Field of Bears, you cast a film. I don't know what that means. Is that like a... 12 is the age that R.B. Ginsburg thinks should be the age of consent. That's disgusting. All right, I got to all the super chats today. I don't have to always go 3 hours, so maybe I'll just cut it. Do you guys want any... Oh, I did. People did write to me ideas for Freebird. Abortion isn't inclusive enough. I say abortion because boys can have abortions too. See, the nonsense doesn't work both ways like that. They'll never allow that. You know, subjectivism, like postmodernism, says that nothing's actually real and everything's a will to power and all that. But men and women are real and there's a wage gap, even though you can't prove it. So give me your money and we're going to kill your kids. At some point, this will become violent war. I don't believe we can avoid it anymore. I just hope it's quick and it isn't too crazy. But it will happen. There's no way around it. There's no way to use our word spells to beat their word spells. It's gonna have to be just blood. But I hope I'm to the point where I don't even hope it won't happen because I know it's gonna happen. It's just I hope it's not too bad because it's war is pretty gross. War is pretty damn gross. All right, let's rewatch Law and Order Empathy Unit, and then I might get out of here after I play a little more music. All right, listen to this. All right, here we go. This is wicked funny. I know I like watching things multiple times, but
you did the right
it.
Thing coming into the police department.
Thank you. It was horrible.
I bet it was. My name is Detective Soyman, and I am the head of the new LAPD Empathy Division.
Empathy?
Empathy, precisely, ma'am. I'm here for you, the victim, and all of your feelings and emotions. So tell me about that horrific, horrific event.
I was heading home late when it happened. A burly, unkempt man leapt out at me.
You must have felt so vulnerable and probably cold.
Yes.
Oh my God, I did not ask consent to put my hand on your knee. I apologize, I am one of the good guys. I am safe around women, and I'm here for you. I have a Pinterest account. So tell me more about that horrific evening.
Sure. I was on 6th and Graven Street about 1:30 a.m. when it happened.
Time's up. Me too.
And like I said, a large man about 6'3" lunged at me.
We are change.
I was barely able to get away.
Coney 2012.
He was carrying a weapon.
Time to make the donuts.
I'm sorry, are you going to write any of this down?
Well, if I wrote it down, I wouldn't have been able to make you a piping hot cup of chai latte.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you. This is extra soy. Empower yourself.
I don't want it.
Extra
honestly,
soy.
You don't have to make me feel better. I just want an officer to track down the attacker.
Why would you want me to track down your attacker? Ma'am, the event has happened. You are a victim, so let's live through it. Let's feel it. Be here now with me, Detective Soyman.
Wait, are you just like having victims to take care of? Because that's pretty messed up. I'm gonna go.
Oh my God, did I just re-victimize? I will apologize on social media. I will show growth. I will talk to Ellen. I will surgically remove my penis and testicles and take hormones. I will get a tattoo. I will open up a bakery. I will not allow anyone to get a cake or everyone to get a cake. It's your call.
I don't care about any of that.
I'll stop eating.
Look, I was actually able to pull this watch off his wrist. Perhaps if you use it to track down the assailant.
Wow, now we're talking. Assailant. That is a big word for a big, smart girl, a beautiful girl. You are in control. What a nice watch. Thank you.
So comforting me.
Thank you for this
I
watch.
Just want to bring this guy to justice.
Justice? What is justice? just is.
Oh my God, that's
no
him.
No way.
That's him.
Stay calm. Just everything will be fine. We'll be witnesses.
What the hell are you doing?
We're good. We're both gonna be victims. Come on, just let it happen. Oh my God.
Ow.
I got him.
You got him all right. He just got a person of color to shoot himself.
I'm not a person of color.
You are now, buddy. You are now.
Screw this.
She sucks anyway. She was a buzzkill. She wouldn't even drink the chai. It's all good, bro. Good night, sweet prince. Time for death.
Dude, classic Soyman. All right, hit the like button. I'm going to do a couple streams this weekend, and it's only going to be about writing jokes for me, because we're all going to write a new hour this tour. We're going to record it as a documentary about coming up with a new hour real fast. I was working on a joke how like the Eskimos have 32 words for ice because their world is so, or for snow because they're so snow oriented. And my wife can identify 32 different types of crying for the baby. Whether or not her tits start making milk, or if the baby's hurt, or if the baby just, you know, I think that's a pretty funny premise. So I'm not going to schedule the streams. We're just going to have intense writing sessions, and it's going to be more about me than you guys. I'm just going to be honest with you. So get tickets to the tour at hugepianist.com or one of my last specials. Please hit the like button. It means a lot. It helps me not get flagged. It's less likely for me to get taken down if, the more likes I have, because the algorithm monsters, they just go likes, dislikes. Subscribe, hit the alert button. Why Didn't They Laugh is the name of the audio podcast if you want to just listen. And that's it. iTunes and all the other places that will probably end up banning me as well. But until then, you know, whatnot. Comment on this. Tell me what jokes I should tell. Tell me more about the number 12 and what you want to see in the future. I love hearing from you. I read all of them, even though some of them are fucking insane. You know, like in the Shylock Holmes, I'd say 200 of the comments were just about how my wife is too hot for me. But, you know, I feel I deserve a wife that beautiful because I am abusive. So, you know, no one's leaving me because I'll fucking hit anybody. Good times. So hit the like button, share, subscribe, get tickets because they're going fast. Austin has already sold out, and it's going to be an absolute blast. Much love. Have an awesome day. Stay hydrated. And remember, if you don't know who did it, it is probably the Jews.